Warning. This podcast may contain explicit material. Listener discretion is advised. You still with me? Good. Let's get into this. Salutations, my friends, my lovers, and everything in between. Welcome to episode 56 of the Mixed Media Forest Podcast. This is the podcast where I trudge through the forests of media, seeking out hidden gems for you, the listener. I'm Jason Lampro, and I thank you for joining me. Prepare for fun, laughter, positivity, rants, reviews, recommendations about all things media. I got an action-packed show for you today. Can't wait to get started into everything. So I'll give you a little bit about what's been going on in the last couple of months, and we'll get started on that sweet, sweet media that you guys crave. Got to put it right into your arms, right? We'll get the tourniquet ready, baby. Start tapping those veins. It's coming. But before that, hello again, everybody. It's good to be back on the mic and recording. It's been about 2 months. I saw you guys last time right around Halloween. And here we are just after New Year's. So, 2 months and a week, give or take. Did you miss me? I missed you. Sure I did. Aw. Alrighty, so what's been going on in the last couple months for me? I'm slowly losing my mind. I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. My daughter's disability issues are getting worse and worse. She's becoming very manic. She curses, she screams, she yells, she hits us, she kicks us, she bites things and others. She's getting really hard to deal with, and she's only 5 years old. And, boy, at this point, we're, like, really having a tough time figuring out what to do. Other than that, my oldest son, he's doing pretty good. They're both being homeschooled right now because public schools are currently garbage, and they can't get their stuff together enough. So now I'm teacher Jason as well. Step right up. Get some learning in with teacher Jason. But it is pretty fun teaching them. They're mostly pretty good about it. Anything else? Not a whole heck of a lot. Just had my nose to the grindstone, working as many hours as I can. And, trying to give my wife enough time, respite time to relax after taking care of the kids while I'm at work. Because that's as hard a job as me going to work is. On top of all the screaming fun, I just realized another fun one. We've had the police called on us about 4 times in the last 4 months. That's been really awesome because people hear my daughter screaming and automatically assume that me and my wife are beating our children. Where'd they get this? I don't know. Yes, we can be loud. Sometimes you gotta yell at them. But we're not corporal punishment parents. And I just wish people would mind their own business. So the funny thing about the neighbors is, they've called several times and they pretend like they don't know. If you see them outside, they smile and wave and, oh, hi. But we know who's been calling. We're not dumb. And then one night I walk outside to go out to the car. And I see one of the neighbors from next door come running out with a bunch of crap in her arms. And she's like, oh my God, call the police. And I'm like, for what? She's like, call the police for next door. And I'm standing there and it's silent. And she's just standing there disheveled with a bunch of stuff in her arms. And she's like, it's going to be no, you have to call the police if anything happens. And then she like runs to her car and starts throwing stuff in. I was dumbfounded. I was just going out to the car. I was like half high and I was like, what the fuck's going on? But anyway, yeah, so I guess they were having a domestic thing and she was taken off for the night or for, I don't know how long. I think she was gone for a day or two. You know, letting things cool down, I guess. But boy, it's pretty funny that they can call the police on us anytime anything goes wrong. But, you know, as soon as it's in their one of their problems, it's like, oh, well, we don't know anything about that. Fuck that. I don't call the police. Why should I give the police more work? Somebody breaks into my house, I'll call the police. You know, otherwise, who cares? Let people live their lives. If their kids are loud, sorry. If they're loud, sorry. You know, if we live in an apartment complex and everyone is right next to each other. There's booming and banging. You know, our neighbors wake up at 1 a.m. and then do their exercises until 3 a.m. Do you think that's awesome? No, it fucking sucks. It's like they're running aerobics up above our heads, but it's just part of apartment living. You can't get around it. So, stop calling the police on me, everybody, you motherfuckers. And also, thinking about it, I'll state for the record, every time that the police have come, and it's usually like right in the middle of making dinner or something, it's always some inconvenient time, we let them come in, they walk around, they see all of the toys that my kids have, they see food, they see us taking care of them, they don't see any signs of us abusing our children whatsoever, and besides that, my daughter goes to all kinds of physical therapy, occupational therapy, and every single one of those therapy people are supposed to report any sign of violence. So if there was anything going on, they would have reported us forever ago. I don't beat my kids. I'm not into it. Ah, feels good to get that off my chest. A little ranting helps. I mean, you guys are a captive audience anyway, so listen to my rants. I appreciate it. This is, as I say constantly, my podcast therapy. And if you don't like it, why are you still listening? If you don't like it, I'm going to take a stand. You know what? If you don't like my podcast, you quit listening to it right now. You get the hell out of here. No, you turn off the podcast right now. If you don't like what you're listening to, I dare you. I double dare you. Turn it off. See what I do. Didn't think so. Ah, I love you. I bet none of you dumped out on that. All of you are my friends. And since you're my friends, I'll stop boring you with that. Let's get into that sweet, sweet media. Because, I mean, what's the other thing I'm going to talk about? My health journey? Please. I'm a fatty right now. I've really been stress eating a lot lately. And it shows. I had to cut back just a little bit. It hasn't done much, but I'm trying. I just don't have any time to take care of myself right now. It's all focused on work and taking care of the kids. I'm sure I'm far from alone in that one. For my weekend apps, let's start with a small one. You know, a small one, but a good one. I've heard it described that way before. For my weekend apps, I've only got a couple. First, I want to give a big shout out to the DuckDuckGo app on Android. Man, I can look up anything and I don't have to worry about them changing the algorithm like they do on Google. I can find stuff so much better, more obscure stuff that you'd have to just dig through pages and pages of on the other one. And also, for browsing porn, DuckDuckGo is the best. Look up whatever dirty porn you want and then burn your history. C'est la vie. Easy peasy. That's a big MVP app right there. The DuckDuckGo browser. And, I mean, even if you're not going to look up dirty porn, I really suggest getting it because it makes your searches just that much better. For my second app in my weekend apps, I'd like to give a big shout out to the Hoopla app. H-O-O-P-L-A, Hoopla. It's a library app. All you guys need is a library card. And you can watch movies, watch TV shows, check out albums, full albums. I got the new Bo Burnham album on there. It's rad. You get it for like 7 days. Just unlimited listen. And I've been reading a whole bunch of graphic novels on there. I just finished Basketful of Heads by Joe Hill. It's a 7-issue miniseries that he wrote. Oh, that was so good. I just finished the Neil Gaiman Library, all 3 volumes. It's all of his graphic novel one-shots all collected. And that was superb. And I just broke into The Walking Dead, Volume 1. So I watched the show. I watched it up until about halfway through the Negan stuff and just kind of lost my attention. I may go back to it, but for right now, it's kind of on the back burner. But I'm really intrigued by how they did the graphic novel, and I want to see how close it follows along with the storyline of the show. I think that's going to be really interesting. So, Hoopla app, you guys should really get that. All you need is a library card. Your local library card hooks you up with so much access to so much stuff. It's huge. I think you guys would really dig it. Free books, free music, free movies, free TV. I mean, the movies are kind of Hallmarky and stuff. This is stuff at the library. You're not getting any explicit anything. But like I said, I've got the Ice-T Sire Records collection on there from the library. I'm saying the Ice-T Sire Records collection. And there was some dirty, dirty stuff on there. So there's good albums too. You got to dig a little bit. There's good albums and there's a lot of obscure ones I've never even heard of. But as I get older, there's so much more of that. And another thing that I love about the Hoopla app is no ads. Same with DuckDuckGo. No ads. I hate apps with ads. When people suggest apps and they have ads, I want to take their faces and shove them through a fucking window pane. I hate ads and apps so much. I'm just like, no, no, no. You go to hell. You go to hell and you die. As a matter of fact, from now on, I'm only going to shout out apps that don't have ads because I hate them that much. And that's a Media Forest promise.
It's time for Random Thoughts.
Random Thought. Upside down Pringles just hit different. Hear me out. The other day, I was at work and grabbed a snack. And I usually just grab a lot of, you know, throw it in my mouth and go stuff because I clean houses and, you know, I don't have time to make an elaborate lunch or something while I'm at a job. So it's a lot of grab and go stuff. I'm eating Pringles and I've eaten, you know, 5 or 6 of them or so. And I pick one up and I dropped it. And so I caught it really quick. But when I caught it upside down. And I stuck it in my mouth instead of the way I usually stick a Pringle in my mouth, where it's fold side down and you kind of envelope your tongue with it. And then you just eat it from there, crunch it from there. This time I did it fold side up. Now bear with it. It's going to be a little weird. It's not going to feel right going in your mouth. It's going to be a little extra crunchy because you're crushing it with a different part of your mouth than you're used to. But get this, all the flavor is on the top of that Pringle. And you just stuck that top part of the Pringle right onto your taste buds, son. It can't be beat. When you're eating Pringles next, try it out. Tell me if I'm wrong. Let's jump into my weekend books. I've read about 1.5 books since I've seen you guys last. I read Artemis by Andy Ware. It is a 2017 novel. It's the predecessor to The Martian, which I really, really liked. This one is a little bit different. This one is about a girl living on a moon base. And she's a bit of a smuggler, you know, a hustler trying to get by. And she's given a great job opportunity that's going to get her ahead and get her what she wants. And she's going for it, even though it's dangerous and it's not 100% legal. And let's just say things don't work out for her. And she's got to figure out a way to save the day. So it was I don't think it was as good as The Martian. I enjoyed The Martian a little bit more. But I will say, if it's not as good, it's only barely not as good. This was a really good book. It's Artemis, the story of Jazz, Bashara, and yeah, it was a good adventure. It was definitely worth giving a read, and it's making me look forward to Project Hail Mary. That's the next one that's coming out. Or actually, the next one that's out right now. All I got to do is get it from my library. I'm on that free books for life game. The other one that I got on my Overdrive app, which is another book reading app that you can get that you can use your library card and get books on. The other one that I'm working on right now is Starsight by Brandon Sanderson. It's the second book of his Skyward series. And the first book was fantastic. Really pulled me in. Just an epic story. All the great stuff that a story needs, you know, some intrigue, some love, some, you know, some action, some excitement, some death. It was great. And the second one is just not pulling me in quite as much. Again, that second one, sometimes it's just not as good. I don't know. That first fantastic book, that was where all the good ideas went. And the second one was like, man, we got to keep this thing going. That's probably what happens. That's why they call it the sophomore jinx. But again, if it was not as good, it's just a little bit not as good. And one of the other reasons is I've been doing a lot of streaming. I've been watching a lot of shows because it's easier than hooking my eyes into a book. I can turn on a show and half watch it, listen to it. Whereas a book, you have to more intensely focus. So I can't count the Brandon Sanderson one, even though he's an excellent author too. I've read a lot of his books. But I will say on Artemis, if I was going to go back and reread either Artemis or The Martian, I would go back and reread The Martian. That's my judgment. Let's go ahead and trail my weekend movies on the end of this segment, because again, just a little one for all of the new movies coming out, all the hoopla. I have watched one movie in the last 2 months, and it was I'm almost embarrassed to say it. It was Luca. I know. It's okay. It's a decent movie. My kids really, really liked it. But it didn't do it for me. I mean, sure, the budding homosexual romance of the two main characters was intriguing a little bit. I kept wondering when they were going to kiss. And then the whole family thing got involved, and then they backed away from each other and stopped falling for their urges for each other. All right. Maybe it wasn't quite that way, but it seemed like it at first, man. The two were like real close, you know, in that kind of way. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it was fun. It had some action. It had some funny parts in it. It had everything that a Pixar movie is going to have. So I can't say it was the worst Pixar movie that's ever been made, because I've seen Planes. But to me, it was really only kind of so-so. So maybe next time I report to you all of saying like the new Matrix or the new Spider-Man. But until then, all I watched was Luca, and it was okay. 6 out of 10. Little better than average. On to my weekend film. I watched a single film since I've seen you guys last. I know, you would think, wouldn't that fall with the movies? No, it was a film. And I'll tell you why. Because my buddy, Robbie Robertson, made it. That's right, Robbie Robertson of the Out of the Blank podcast. I call him Boy Rogan. He just hit 1,000 episodes. That kid is crazy. I love that guy. Always reaching out, always staying in touch, always showing so much love. He finished his 1,000 episodes and decided that he wanted to make a film. And you know what he did? He fucking made a film. That's how driven this kid is. It was really, really fun. It's a tongue-in-cheek mockumentary about a genius creative that makes this film that just changes the minds and hearts of all of the people that watch it. And the documentary is them, you know, hunting him down and trying to find out more about this brilliant creative mind. And all the while, it's interspersed with pieces of the film that blew everyone away. It's super fun. I love all of the little film vignette pieces, because they show me not only are they really creative and fun, some are funny, some are poignant, some are serious. I love them because they also show me a little glimpse into my buddy Robbie's life. It's kind of cool to see, you know, life from his perspective, to see a little glimpse into his brain. It was a super good film. I actually went quite a ways to make this an inside joke, because I wanted him to hear the weekend movies section first and be like, that asshole didn't fucking review my film. What a shit. I even gave him a couple of bit parts and that's what I get. Gotcha, Robbie. Gotcha. It was all in all, it was really fun. I liked it 100 times better than I liked Luca. And it's available for free on YouTube. All you have to do is look up Blank Film. And if you're having a hard time finding it, look up Out of the Blank. That or Blank Film should get you right to it. And it's a really fun watch. I highly recommend it. It's very artistic. It's fun. It's an endeavor. And it's super creative. This guy, he's the salt of the earth. He's such a good guy. I've been supporting him for years. He's one of my best friends right now. And so, full support. I think everybody should go and check out Blank Film by Robbie Robertson, Out of the Blank. And, hey, I won't steer you wrong. I'm going to call it a media gym. That's right. Bing. Media gym. So go check that out. And Robbie, much love, Brother Bear. On to my weekend streaming. This is a huge one. I've been just beat down by work, beat down by kids, beat down by life. And sometimes the easiest thing to do is to just sit and watch some streaming television. It's comforting. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit and be at peace. Well, all right, after the kids go to bed anyway. I can't watch anything while they're up. A half-hour show takes 2 hours with all the pausing. So, anyway, I've been streaming a whole lot at night after everyone goes to sleep. Sometimes you fall asleep, sometimes you got to get up in the morning and rewind it and figure out where you fell asleep at. But it's fun, and I've been getting a lot of stuff in. So I watched Big Mouth Season 5. I've loved the first 4 seasons. I loved the 5th season. I love Big Mouth so much. It's a great show. It's got so many excellent voice actors and characters working on it. The writing is so fun and witty. It's dirty and perverse and crass, and yet it teaches you. It teaches you real life stuff that kids going through puberty and stuff should honestly know about. And I think it's probably one of the few shows that actually does. The only other one I can think of that kind of comes close to broaching is if you guys have seen Sex Education, it's on Netflix. That one's got Gillian Anderson and stuff. It's that one's about a kid that becomes like a ad hoc sex therapist at his school for money, and ends up getting in trouble for it. Which, you know, you got to figure that's probably going to happen. But anyway, back to Big Mouth. Big Mouth is so awesome. I love the hormone monsters. I love the creativity. There's always so much fun stuff. And I always highly recommend it to everybody. If you just want something fun and funny and even a little bit thoughtful, and you can learn a thing or two. So, big media jam on Big Mouth. Big time. Media jam. All right, what else do I got? I just hit episode 900 on One Piece. Oh my god, one of my favorite animes. As a matter of fact, I believe it is my favorite anime because it's the anime that I've watched more episodes of than any other show ever. And it has been fantastic. Again, huge props to Adam Simmons of the Simmons and More podcast for recommending it. I had looked at it before and just was like, I don't know if that's for me. But he said, just start watching it. Trust me, just start watching it. And that's what I did. And it's taken off from there. I'm 900 episodes in. They just dropped their 1,005th episode. So all the motherfuckers out there that are saying One Piece is mid, One Piece just dropped 1,000 episodes on your ass. One Piece is not mid. One Piece is mega. It's so good. The continuing adventures of Luffy and his pirate crew and Luffy's quest to become the king of the pirates. There are so many awesome characters. The storyline sucks you in. Just, you can never forget a callback because all of these characters just continuously cycle through. You know, if you don't see a character, you're probably going to see him like in a couple hundred episodes. And I love that. And they all grow and develop. It's an amazing, amazing anime. It's one of my main ones that I tell people that they should watch. On to, what else did I watch? I watched Disenchanted Season 3. I'm really kind of up in the air about Disenchanted. I don't like it as much as, say, Futurama. It's not the same to me. It feels kind of, it's like a story that you've already read that you're reading again. If that's kind of the best way that I can put it. It just is not interesting enough to me to like really hold me in. I've had to kind of sit through it the whole time. There are funny parts. There's some cool stuff. There's some, you know, parts that are just that are different and unusual. But for the most part, I don't know why, but it doesn't really pull me in. Season 3 was, I mean, it's pretty good. It had a lot of cliffhangers. It had a lot of crazy stuff. Just like the other 2 seasons. I'll probably watch the 4th season, but all in all, not one of my favorites. I watched Beastars Season 2. I mean, you guys, I am so close to being a furry. And, like, I try to rally against it. But then Netflix puts out shows like Beastars. And I see all these anthropomorphic animals looking like hot chicks with tails and fucking ears and shit. And like, you guys, I am a fursuit away from being a furry. The only thing that's stopping me is that those things are like $1,000. I know, I'm weird. It's just, it does it for me. But anyway, Beastars, pretty freaking intense. They took all the action from the first season and ramped it up again. And, it was some really interesting storytelling. I didn't know where it was going to go the whole time. And I think that was half the fun. I do recommend Beastars. I think it was really good. I think the first season was pretty cool. And the second season is cool. You have to extend disbelief a little bit. It's a hell of a concept, because the concept is that all these animals, anthropomorphic animals that are basically walk like people, all live in a society together, but they're not supposed to follow their urges. So all of the carnivores are supposed to eat non-meat meals and stuff to subside so that nobody gets hurt. Well, just like in the animal kingdom, sometimes a predator is gonna take some prey, and that's exactly what happens. And then there's a school hunt to find out who the killer is, and it's really intense. I do recommend that one. Beastars, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And last but certainly not least, this was a recommendation from my buddy Matt. He told me that I needed to watch the Masters of the Universe, the new Masters of the Universe that came out on Netflix a while back. And I said, oh, I haven't seen that. I was a huge fan of He-Man as a kid, had all the He-Man figures and stuff, had the Castle Grayskull with the microphone that you talked into. I mean, that's probably what led me to sit in front of a microphone today, because I love that Castle Grayskull and it changed your voice and you were Skeletor. He-Man. And it was so much fun. So I sat down to watch the Masters of the Universe, the new He-Man series, and I didn't know it was written and produced by Kevin Smith. If I'd have known that, I probably would have started watching it way sooner. I really, really dug it. It was He-Man for today. It was more futuristic. They didn't tie each other up and win the fight like they used to do in the old He-Man. They were fighting. It was real world consequences. People were getting stabbed. People were getting shot. Motherfuckers was getting ganked, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's what they needed. He-Man needed to be a little grittier. Back in the day, he'd bonk Skeletor, Skeletor'd fall on the ground. Oh, curses, you know, you defeated me again. And it was always the same thing. This was gritty and real. And not only that, but over the course of the series, they managed to fit in every single He-Man side character. And not only that, they gave them all new additional storylines and stuff. I think it was brilliant. It was made by someone who was a total fan of the series, and it shows. So, I mean, of like all of those, I'd say Big Mouth and Masters of the Universe were the two best streaming shows that I saw. Hands down. Media gems. It's time for my Week in Pods and the return of Pod Watch. That's right. I know you craved it. I know you missed it. Well, I've got one for you. But first, for my weekend pods, first things first, I have to say, sadly, the Karaoke Big E podcast has shuttered down. After 200 episodes, Big E has hung up his microphone and taken a hiatus. Will he be back? Possibly. I know he loves karaoke, but I think he's got work and life just like all the rest of us do, and he's just taking a break. Maybe he'll be back, maybe he won't. If not, That's 200 episodes of pure love and joy that you gave us, Big E, so not mad at you at all. Take a break. Get your life, son. I would love to see you back at some point, even if just for a one-off or a sixer episode. I have also been listening to The Internet is a Toilet podcast. I heard Adam on the Shitty Song of the Week podcast, and I really liked him. So I looked up his podcast, The Internet is a Toilet, and it is fantastic. I binge listened to all the episodes, and now every time a new episode drops, I am right on it. It's so good. Adam is super funny. He pulls clips from the internet, and we get to hear all the insanity that goes on. Because, as he puts it, if it's on the internet, and the internet is a toilet, therefore, it is shit. And, boy, he blasts it in a good way. And, I love his crazy, off-the-wall humor. He also has a YouTube page, which is really, really good, too. Definitely been into The Internet as a Toilet. Another MVP that I just started listening to. I started listening to because of Joe Rogan constantly mentioning it. I started listening to the No Agenda Show. And with Adam Curry and Brad Dvorak. I think that's his name. I hope so. I'm a douchebag, apparently. But anyway, yeah, like good information, good hearing the news from both sides instead of just whatever the media-driven side is, and good stuff. I mean, boy, those guys make some money. I could only wish that my podcast could make that kind of money. I would probably be the most spineless shill that ever was if I was making that kind of money. Hey, I got a family to support. But anyway, I've been really digging that. And, you know, it's a good way to get a lot of the information that right now they're trying to suppress. And all of these different outlets that can get information out to you and stuff, that's a good, good thing. You should get your information from all sides. You should be able to take information from this side, from this side, from this side, from this side, boil it in a pot, you know, cook out the bullshit, and that's going to be the closest thing to the truth. You know, don't believe the science. They've got your eyes covered. They're feeding you a line of bullshit. Just keep your eyes open, everybody. It's crazy times right now. And JRE, that's another one. Joe Rogan Experience. I went for a long time. I listened to all of his early stuff, all the way up to right around 1,000. And I fell off at that point. And honestly, if it wasn't for the Joe Rogan Experience, I probably wouldn't even be making a podcast. That's how much it's influenced me. But anyway, yeah, my buddy Robbie was saying, you know, hey, check out this Joe Rogan. And so I went and checked it out, and just I've been pulled back in since, and I've been listening to them all. And again, it's another one of those things that, like, look, I can't trust everything that's given to me by the news when the news is sponsored by all of these pharma companies. So, you know, I would rather trust someone that's independent and is going to, you know, try and find the truth in a situation over the narrative. I don't want your narrative. So, Joe Rogan, you're the man. 100%. There are so many more podcasts, but for right now, let's usher in the triumphant return of Podwatch. Podwatch! Da, 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 da. That's right. It's the triumphant return of Podwatch, the segment where I give you two pods that you need to put in your ear holes right now because they're great. For the first pod on Podwatch, I love doing that, we've got WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, or the Dub FOD. This is one that I started listening to a while back and can't get enough of. Their sound quality is so good. Alright, they had a couple episodes recently where it wasn't so good, but for the most part, it's a sound experience. Because not only do you get your guys talking and laughing and having a good time, but they do parody songs, and there's a lot of cool ambient beat tracks in between segments that are like, I can't describe them as anything but like Transformers fucking. As you know, like just cool ambient melodies, and they really break up the segments well, and they mix everything up so cool. It's Mike, Travis, Drunk, and Friends. They often have guests. They often do interviews and stuff. It's pop culture, it's funny bits, it's just all kinds of crazy fun. I mean, it's the full oral experience. Oral, like, AU, pervs. The sound bits are so good and trippy, and I can just nerd out on that, on the cool melodic sound bits and stuff. I think that it's a little bit of the chemistry and a little bit of the sound and a little bit of the music, but this show is super compelling. So if you want to listen to something different, kind of strange, but fun and funny, check out Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, the Dub FOD. I think you'll dig it. For the second podcast on PodWatch. That's right. I'll do it every fucking time. It's my podcast. I've got the Kimagure Orange Road podcast. This podcast is one of my guilty pleasure podcasts. It's a super fun podcast. You pair it with the viewing of the classic anime, Kimagure Orange Road. And you can listen to the episode of the podcast and watch the episode of the show, or you can watch the episode of the show and listen to the episode of the podcast. Fairly reminiscent to the Ranma One Half podcast that I've got kicking around out there somewhere. My pal Jason Aomi, he lovingly dissects his favorite anime, and he discusses the nuances of the teenage love triangle between Kasuga and the two rivals for his love, Ayakawa and Shikaru. It's goofy, it's cute. Jason's analysis is super funny, very astute. I mean, and as a bonus with the show, if it wasn't just already really, really good, Jason drops these dope beats and remixes of the original 80s Kimagure Orange Road songs, and they're bangers. Like it's timeless, and they've kicked them up and just made them into some excellent music. You can watch the full series of Kimagure Orange Road on the Retro Crush app right now, available on Android, all Android phones everywhere. I don't know, maybe on iPhone, but I don't have an iPhone. I'm not rich. And so watch it on Retro Crush, and then listen to the ABCB Cafe, and enjoy. So again, for this PodWatch, that was the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast and the ABCB Cafe Kimagure Orange Road podcast, both available wherever fine podcasts can be found. And I recommend that you put them in your ears because it's good stuff. For the outro of PodWatch, one time I was hanging out with the Benedictine monks. Yeah, right? I know, it was crazy. And I was telling them about my podcast, and they seemed really interested. And they were super interested in the PodWatch section. So I asked them if they would possibly do an intro for Podwatch. And you know what they did? They did an intro for me. So at the end of this, I'm going to go ahead and play that intro by the Benedictine Monks. That's right. You got the exclusive from your boy right here.
Podwatch.
Welcome to the shout out. This is where I shout out just a few of the wonderful people in my life that I can't do without. I need these voices of positivity around me at all times. So let's start with Robbie Robertson of the Out of the Blank podcast. First and foremost, my best friend right now. The only person that reaches out and talks to me almost every day. You're keeping me sane, bro. I love you. Much love, Brother Bear. Glenn from the Glenn Think Stuff podcast. An OG. This is an OG friend of mine from way back when I started. And he's still around. And every time I post a new episode, he listens. And every time he posts a new episode, I listen. It's a mutual love. Who else, baby? Brad at the Coffee Buzz podcast. So much love from Brad. I love his show. He loves mine. It's mutual. It's so cool. I love that stuff. How about Kyle and Nick on film? Always sharing. Always reposting for me. Your Kinky Friends. That's Nicholas Tannick. Good stuff. Good stuff. The All Bros. The All Bros have been making big moves in podcasting. They've got the Untrained Eye, Beth and DJ on there quite often. And it's a fun little romp. Talk a little bit more about Funko Pops than I'm into, but hey, everybody's got their thing. Victims and Villains. The Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast. That one still just doesn't roll off the tongue. But man, so much love, so much support. Always retweeting, always sharing. The Scene and Nerd podcast. Comically Unaware. The ABCB Cafe, that's right. Podwatch exclusive. How about my man Billy D's? That's another one of those OGs. Billy D's has been around for forever. Always sharing my stuff. Badass. How about Delvin Cox? That's right. Love Delvin Cox. He's so good. So funny. Great question. He is a good guy. Geek to Me Radio. Awesome. The Amazing Nerd Show. Elite. I'm giving you elite podcasts here. And they all share my stuff because they rule. How about Jody B at the Po' Boys podcast? Jody B is always cracking me up. There's always something funny on Twitter from Jody B. And I like his frame of mind on things. How about the 69 Whiskey Pod? This is a fun little romp. Kind of a one of those sexy podcasts, but it's a good time. I've listened to a lot of their episodes and they're fun. Shooting the Shiznit. Big Nick, you rule. I love so much of your stuff. You post a bunch. I dig your casts. Just good guy in general. And also a lover of curvaceous ladies like myself. Hell yeah, Big Nick. Keep rocking it. How about Game for a Movie podcast? They're kicking it. That's one of my tug job buddies. Always sharing. So good. Another one of my tug job buddies. The Talkin' Shiz podcast. It was two, now down to one host, but they're doing great still. How about the Let Me Bend Your Ear podcast? Another one, been around for almost as long as I have, and just consistently putting out great stuff. And last but not least, One Mic at the One Mic Network. I haven't listened to a lot of your stuff, but I have liked so much of the stuff you've been posting. And he's been doing a lot of stuff on the new Dexter series right now, and that new Dexter series is really good. As soon as I finish that up, I'm definitely going to put that in somewhere. But we haven't hit the season finale on Dexter yet, so we're going to wait just a little bit on that one. But I think it should be in the next couple weeks. Heck, I'm even paying for Showtime so I could watch it. That's how good it is. Super duper. That one, recommended by my buddy Glenn. So, thanks for recommending it. Because if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't have got Showtime. And I would have been missing out on the new Dexter, which is super duper. All right, that's enough for the shout-outs. Well, it's about that time. It's the wee hours, and your boy's got to get a little bit of sleep before the kids get up and get in my face and want me to engage. So, thank you again, everybody, for listening. Feel free to favorite, share, or rate Mixed Media Forest on your favorite podcast player, Amazon, or iTunes. I can be found on Twitter at Media Forest Cast. You can also find me on Twitter at Jason Lampro. I can be found on Instagram at Jason Lampro Podcasts. If you've got a favorite game, movie, app, book, album, podcast, etc., 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 email me at mixedmediaforest@gmail.com. You know what? Nobody's ever emailed me at that address, and I've had it for a really long time. Email me. I'll be stunned. I'll be shocked and amazed. Do you love Mixed Media Forest? I know you do. You can sponsor me at anchor.fm for as little as $1 a month, or you can make a one-time donation with PayPal, Cash App, or Google Pay. All the links can be found in the podcast description. The more donations I receive, the more time I'll have free to create these magnificent podcast creations that you're listening to. Don't you love it? It's all for you, you lovely listeners. So dig deep, you know, give what you're able, hook a brother up. I could use it for sure. I've got a final song coming up for you guys. I just recently discovered the Face to Face Hold Fast album. Face to Face is one of the old punk bands from my youth. It was actually one of the first bands that I got to go see live back in like 96. And this is a all acoustic album, and it's really beautiful. It's all my favorite songs, but done acoustic, so I can sing, and they're really gorgeous. So I want to go out with one of those. So thank you one and all. And in the immortal words of Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes. Something that you should know. Beautiful. Much love. Mwah.